Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Luciano Ortiz Oquendo. Date of birth is 5/5/1945. Date of procedure is November 29, 2023. Procedure performed by Dr. Yevgenia Goldberg DO. Referring doctor is Dr. Odalis Carrion. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Next line indication is personal history of colon cancer, melanoma, abdominal pain. Constipation. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated lipid video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus, period. A retroplasty was obtained at the cardia, period. Air was suctioned from the stomach for withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. A digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and consonants in the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, period. A retroflex two is obtained at the rectum, period. Boston bowel prep score was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 2-2-2 for a total of 6, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Finding. At upper endoscopy, the esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 39 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema with mild erosions. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body separately for histology. Next line. There was an area of irregular mucosa noted at the gastric antrum. This was biopsied for histology, period. The mucosa appeared deformed in this area, period. Next line. The duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained in this area to rule out celiac disease. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Please go back to the area where we talked about the gastric antral irregularity and note that NBI was used in this area and confirm the irregularity of the mucosa. Period. Next line, at colonoscopy. There was evidence of pandiverticulosis coli, next line. There was evidence of a prior colonic surgery. The anastomosis was patent, period. It appeared that the patient had a right hemicolectomy. With an end to side anastomosis, period. The anastomosis site appeared erythematous and friable. Biopsies were obtained at the anastomosis in all four quadrants for histology, period. Biopsies were obtained of the terminal ileum as well. Next line. There was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted. Next line, there was no evidence of any polyps. Next line, then the prostate was felt to be enlarged on rectal exam. Please note in the area of the pandiverticulosis coli, there were a lot of inverted ticks noted. There were a significant amount of inverted ticks noted. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology, particularly the antral biopsy of the regular mucosa. Next line, would recommend following a PCP or urology for the enlarged prostate. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, would recommend repeating colonoscopy in 3 years pending past findings and the health of the patient with mutual discussion with the GI doctor and primary care as well as the patient, period.